Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad arrived in Bali Friday evening from a three-day state visit to Jakarta, where he lambasted the United States and its allies over their objections to Iran's nuclear program. While in Jakarta, Mr. Ahmadinejad, through an interpreter, made fiery speeches denouncing the U.S. and Israel, saying repeatedly that Iran would not give up its nuclear program, which he says is for peaceful purposes.
We will absolutely not back off from our own rights and our position, which are legitimate and in line with the provisions of international nuclear instruments.
The U.S. and its European allies think Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons and are pushing for United Nations sanctions against Tehran unless it halts its uranium enrichment program. Indonesia, a secular and democratic nation with the world's largest Muslim population, is hosting the one-day summit Saturday of eight developing nations known as the D8. The summit is expected to focus on economic and political cooperation, including in science and technology, as well as addressing ways to ease the poverty that affects the members. However, many analysts think the country's leaders will spend much of their meeting discussing Iran's nuclear dispute. Indonesia has good relations with both Washington and Tehran and is eager to show the world the modern face of a pluralistic and moderate Islam. After Friday prayers on Bali, a predominantly Hindu island, Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono urged Muslims to fight extremism. Presidential spokesman Andy Milarengeng says Mr. Yudhoyono wants to get the message across that Islam is a religion of moderation.
The present message is that Islam is a religion of peace and we should cooperate in the faith dialogue, and that now the challenge of Islam, just like in any other religion, is extremism. Islam can show a different face, and in Indonesia it shows different face. We have some problems with terrorism, but Islam is a religion of peace.
Indonesia has been plagued by a series of terrorist bombings. The biggest took place on Bali in 2002, killing over 200 people. More than 200 Muslim extremists have been arrested and prosecuted in Indonesia for the roles they played in the bombings over the past 4 years. The presidential spokesman said the venue for the D8 summit was chosen for symbolic reasons.
You see that the conference is here in Bali. D8 is a caucus of Muslim countries, but we are holding it in Bali, and shows that in Indonesia, the biggest Muslim countries in the world, pluralism exists.
Aside from Indonesia and Iran, the D8 groups Nigeria, Turkey, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, and Egypt. Nancy Melia Collins, VOA News, Bali.